Shipping and warehousing prices soar as supply chain chaos lashes economy. By John Carney on October 14, 2021. The costs of moving goods around the United States has soared over the past year, adding to the inflationary pressures that have sent consumer prices skyrocketing. Data from the Department of Labor showed Thursday. Businesses that arrange for the transportation of freight and cargo raised their prices 10.9% in September. Compared with a year ago, these logistics businesses now charge 71.77% more. The price of transportation of finished products to households and businesses by truck rose 0.8% in September and is up 15% compared with 1 year ago, according to the Department of Labor's Producer Price Index data. Rail transportation of goods for final demand costs 6.8% more than a year ago after rising 0.4% in September. Air freight costs rose 2.3% in September and are now up 5.2% year over year. Courier, messenger, and postal service prices rose 2.6% in September and are now up 7.2% annually. The Producer Price Index looks at inflation from the point of view of businesses, measuring prices received by sellers. In addition to final demand prices of goods and services sold to households, businesses, government, and as exports, PPI tracks prices paid higher up in the supply chain, measuring costs paid by businesses for components, materials, and services that go into products and services they sell to consumers and other businesses. These so-called intermediate demand prices show even more inflation right now. The Producer Price Index for final demand rose 0.5% in September, a slowdown after the 0.7% gain in August. Compared with a year ago, the Producer Price Index is up 8.6%. Prices of processed goods for intermediate demand, on the other hand, jumped 1.3% in September and they are up 23.9% compared with a year ago. Prices of unprocessed goods for intermediate demand rose 2.4% in September and they are up 45.9% from a year ago. Much of the September price gain was due to higher energy and food costs. Take those out, and unprocessed goods costs fell 3.5% for the month. Services for intermediate demand rose 0.5% in September and prices are up 8% year over year. The Department of Labor said that an increase in the prices of business loans was a major factor in the September rise in prices for services for intermediate demand. Prices of transportation and warehousing of goods for intermediate services jumped 2.4% in September, bringing the annual gain up to 12.9%. Transportation and warehousing of goods for manufacturing rose 0.8% and they are up 10.1%. The intermediate demand indexes get even more granular, opening a view into how prices are flowing through the production process at four different stages. Stage 4 is the final step of intermediate demand, just before a product is sold onto its end user. The third stage sells to the fourth, the second to the third, and the first the second. In the September PPI data, we see that the prices of transportation and warehousing for goods producers at the final intermediate stage rose 0.7% on a monthly basis and they are up 9.7% annually. Services producers saw these prices rise 2.9% monthly and 9.7% annually. A step further up the supply chain to stage 3 shows more pricing pressure. Warehousing and transportation costs for Stage 3 goods producers rose 0.9% in September and are up 10.3% on an annual basis. For services producers, these prices rose 3.3% for the month or are up 15.5% for the year. At Stage 2, the prices of transportation and warehousing for goods producers went up 1.1% in September and are up 7.4% compared with a year ago. Services producers saw a leap of 5.8% for the month and 32.8% for the year, very likely reflecting increases in the costs of storing and transporting fuel and chemicals. At Stage 1, the beginning of the production process, the prices for goods producers rose 2.4% for the month and 8.3% for the year. Services saw prices of transportation and warehousing climb 2.7% monthly and 10.8% annually. The picture painted here is one of a stressed supply chain squeezing through freight and storage bottlenecks at every stage of production.